This is a life-changing message from New Life Christian Center Church in Houston, Texas. There is a light in me. And now, let's join Bishop Avi Hillier. There is a voice, guide your way. Come with joy, we'll
refresh. Now, are you there in Romans chapter 4? Romans chapter 4, this should close out our series. Verse 18, it says, who against hope believe in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered his own body now dead, was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, staggered not the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded. What he promised, he was able also to perform. Now, we're teaching the courage for standing strong, the courage for standing strong. Abraham here in our text has been, he stood strong for 24 years, going on 25 years for a promise. And at this point, he's fully persuaded, still standing strong, but really he doesn't see anything in the natural that's saying his faith is working on this. His body is still dead, his wife's body. There is no sexual life in her, but the Bible says he's still fully persuaded. Amen. That what God had promised, he was able also to perform. My question today, are there any fully persuaded folk in the house? Amen. That what God has promised, he's able to perform. I mean, even if right now you can't see any signs of it, but you just know down on the inside. Can I get a better witness than that? Now, this is an attack lesson. We're going to attack some stuff today. Amen. 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 So the Bible tells us what Abraham was able to do. He was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. Watch this. But then we see, the Bible says, giving glory to God. Uh-huh. Ooh. Amen. See, a lot of folk can't shout until they see something. But here's Abraham. He's glorifying God, and he doesn't have any positive results. Now, it takes something to do that. It takes a whole lot to do that. So verse 20 says, he staggered not the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He's praising God. Uh-huh. Are you listening to me? So then what we're going to talk about today is we're going to deal with standing strong expectations from my sacrifice of praise. From my sacrifice of praise. Everybody say sacrifice of praise. Now, just to bring us up to date, we began to talk about standing strong is a position of faith where I have this uncompromising conviction in the principles of faith. I have an unwavering conviction or confidence in the faith process. I have an unflinching courage in my faith performance, what I have to do. And I have an unrelenting commitment to the faith profession. I'm going to keep saying what the Word of God says and keep saying what the Word of God says. Now, my expectation as I'm standing strong, and I told you before how I had this breakthrough in a faith fight. I had a breakthrough because I was able to magnify the Lord over the situation I was in. Amen. See, there comes a time when you're faced with a situation and you've got to magnify God over that situation. I mean, this takes place in your mind because that's where the faith fight is. The faith fight is right here. You got it? And so I had taken the time to go through that word, work that word on the inside of me, and boom, it was done. I was fully persuaded. Even though nothing in the natural had changed, I knew that I knew. And then, of course, I told you, I woke my wife up and she told me, that's right, Ira, stand strong. What she was saying was, you got it. You got to hold on to your faith on this. And that's what I say to all of my members. No matter what you're going through, you got to hold on to your faith. Amen. You got to hold, the person says, you got to hold on to your faith. Yeah, you got to hold on to your faith. See, one of my ministers in my AIM organization called to talk to me and tell me that they had a very bad diagnosis. And what I said to them was this. I said, now this is the time. You got to use your faith. This is what your faith is for. Amen. I said, now, see, some fights we would rather not have. But it's good to know how to fight if you got to fight. Amen. Amen. Because some fights we would rather not go through. But if I got to go through a fight, I'm glad I know how to fight. Amen, amen. And that is the confidence I have, because I teach you faith. I teach you how to fight. So when you get that bad report or when things are not going, listen, I got the confidence you can win because I've taught you how to fight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And so we talked about the expectation from the law of Scripture. In other words, God makes promises in his word not fail. We talked about the expectation from the law of sowing, that when I sow, I'm able to, that promises God makes to me when I sow. And then we talked about last week, the law of sacrifice, when I sow the precious seed. When I sow the precious seed, the Bible says, I'll doubtless come again. Next week, we're going to sow some precious seeds.
Amen.
I know mine's going to be precious. Mine is going to be real precious. It's my standing strong seed. It's a precious seed. That's something I've been standing in faith for 30 years. I'm believing that seed going to break it open.
Yeah.
Woo. Everybody say 30 years, 30 years.
30 years.
Yeah, I've been standing in faith for something for 30 years. Amen. And I'm believing that it's about to break for me. I believe it. I call it done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Now, how many of y'all stand in faith for something? Stand for something. You may not be 30 years, but you've been in faith for something. You're in faith, all right? Praise the Lord. All right, now, so this lesson is for all of us. It's for all of us. So we said, now go to Romans chapter 12, because what I have to do is understand this principle of sacrifice, principle of sacrifice. And I'm asking you, of course, next week, we're going to sow our seeds. All I'm asking you to do is sow your seed, stay till the end of the service. Let's stay till the end. You know, and you know, times pass. Praise the Lord. Thank you for coming and sowing your seed. But then folk hit the dough. Let's don't do that. Let's stay together as a family.
Amen.
And then we'll have our time of worship in the end. You can do this. You can do it. Look, person says, you can do this. You can do it. You just got to put your mind to it. You got to put your mind to it. All right, now watch this. Romans chapter 12, because the sacrifice of praise that we're going to talk about today is so vitally important when you're standing and the odds are against you. You're standing and you don't see any tangible move in your direction at the time. So he says now, verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, to present your body as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world. And we said, all right, the subject here is sacrifice. So he says, don't think about sacrifice like the world does, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You'll be transformed if you can renew your mind on sacrifice, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Now, the whole idea of sacrifice, we said, is that I make a choice, a mental choice. It's a mental choice that I have to make in a moment in time where I am going to go beyond the designated expectation. What I thought I was going to have to do, I got to do more. Number two, it said I got to go beyond desired experiences. Maybe there's some experiences I'm going to have to delay so that I can get something that's of more value. And then I have to sacrifice or get beyond derailing emotions. Now, when it comes to walking by faith, it's those derailing emotions that will cause you to get out of faith. Derailing emotions. And so when I understand the principle of sacrifice means, principle of sacrifice is I could go down that road, but I'm not going. Got it? Because, see, feeling, I told this, the person who called me, I said, now what you got to do is you got to fight pity.
Uh-huh.
You got to fight people having sympathy for you and pity. Right now, that ain't what you need. You need the supernatural.
Yeah.
So you can't have a whole lot of folk around you with long faces and all that sort of thing. You got to stand strong, and then you've got to pass up that opportunity to have folk feel sorry for you. Because right now, you don't need pity. But see, folk like folk to feel sorry for them. Come on, I'm trying to get you ready to fight, you understand? And see, folk like folk go, oh, how you doing today? How you doing? You doing that, man? But I'm saying, when you're walking by faith, that's not what you need.
Amen.
So you have to stop folk from feeling sorry for you and pitying you. You have to stop them and say, no, I'm in faith. I'm in faith. I believe I'm healed. All is well. Thank you for your prayers. All right. The derailing motion of fear comes in. The fear comes in when, because first thing this person told me was, what the statistics of their recovery, the odds of their recovery were. And see, we've been trained to have confidence in the odds. And we can never set our faith at the level of the odds. Not for us, not for God's folk. Because we defy odds.
Yes.
Only person that said, we defy the odds. We defy the odds. All right, now watch this. Go with me in your Bibles now. Go to Psalms 91. We defy the odds. I got to show you in the word. I got to read some word to you today because somebody needs this one today. Are you there? Or not? You know, look at verse 7. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but shall not come nigh thee. So we're talking about statistics. I appreciate you with your statistics and your facts, but I'm above that. I'm not going to ever set my faith at the level of the odds. I'm going to set my faith at the level of the... Y'all getting this?
Yeah.
See, the odds of us being here 29 years were slim to none. At the time we started it, there were no churches like this in the city.
Come on, Bishop.
Are you listening to me? And everybody said, nobody is going to come, especially people of color, and sit down and let you explain the Bible to them.
My God.
So the odds of us succeeding were not good. But we didn't set our faith at the odds. We set our faith at what God said. God said, I want you to believe for 18,000 members. Look at the person that said, I'm about to defy the odds. Come on. Oh, no, you didn't say it with enough passion. I'm about to defy the odds. Yeah, nobody in your family has made it. Nobody in your family got an education. But you're going to defy the odds. You're going to get your degree. Come on, tell somebody, I'm getting ready to defy the odds. I'm getting ready to shift the odds in my favor. Man, I wish I could tell you how many times folk have told me something wasn't going to work out. Amen, amen. Okay, let me go on. Let me move on a little more. I wasn't planning to go down that road, but y'all took me down that road. So let's work on it. Go to Hebrews chapter 13. Now, what we're going to do today is get you rooted in a principle that I've used all my life in my life of faith. Same principle Abraham used, but requires sacrificing emotionally because Abraham gave glory to God when he had no sense realm evidence that the thing was working in his favor. But it was his willingness to do this that shifted the momentum in his favor. Are you listening to me? All right, watch this. Now, the reason I can say that is because we're about to see this in the scripture. Now, the reason I'm going to read this to you is because I want you to understand if it worked for him, it'll work for you. Hallelujah. All right. So Hebrews chapter, what did I tell you? 13. Look at verse 15. Now, for those of you who've heard me teach on this before, don't you dare shut me out and think you know it all. Don't you dare do that. You're going to miss the anointing on this word for the day. All right. It says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God every now and then. Continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving what?
Thanks
to his name. All right, now, so I understand now, he says, this is something he's instructing us to do. He says, Let's do this. He's saying, let's do this. Let's do this all the time. Let us by him, therefore, offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That's the fruit. Everybody say, fruit of my lips. All right, now go to Isaiah 57. Fruit of my lips. Let's establish the principle, and then we're going to back it up with some stories, and then we're going to attack some stuff, and we're going to be on our way out of here. All right, watch this. Verse 19. Look at what God says. Oh, come on now. Isaiah 57 and 19. Come on, you're going to need this. You're going to need this because I'm going to ask you to do something. You ain't going to, you know, you're going to have to make a sacrifice to do. And it's not going to be an offering. Come on now. All right, verse 19. I create the what? All right, let's process this. God says, I go to work to make the fruit of your lips come to pass. No, that's what he's saying. He says, I go to work to make the fruit of your lips come to pass. Now, I ask the question, what are the fruit of my lips? We just found out in Hebrews, the sacrifice of praise. So God says, when you offer me the sacrifice of praise, I go to work to make that thing come to pass. And since it's so powerful, that is why the devil fights it so much. Because he understands if you can sacrifice yourself emotionally. Amen, amen. If you can sacrifice your ego for a while and enter into this sacrifice of praise, then you get, we always said it, God's attention and God's, come on, y'all, be a good class today. You better be a good class today. Because sacrifice always gets God's attention and always gets God's intervention. So when I offer the sacrifice of praise, I am guaranteed that I'm getting God's attention and God's
intervention.
Now, how many of y'all gonna believe this word? Just gonna believe it. Okay. All right. Here's my point is, let's understand the model of the sacrifice of praise. So let's look in the Word, because the Word of God is what instructs me. The Word of God stimulates my faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by, the Bible says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So when I look at these models in the Bible, they're to encourage me in faith. They're to build me up in faith. And what God does for one in principle, he must do for another. Everybody say,
what God does for one in principle, he must do for another.
All right, go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And let's look at these models of the sacrifice of praise that we have in the Bible. Because if I'm going to do it, I want to do it like they did it so I can get the results that they got. Same God. Everybody say, same God. All right, we can pick up this story, and we can see in verse 5, Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of God before the new court and said, O Lord God, our fathers, art thou not God in heaven and rulest not over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand there is not power and might, so as none is able to withstand thee. Drop down to verse 12. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? The enemies will come against them. The enemy was so much against them, they didn't know what they were going to do. So he says, listen, he says, for we have no might against this great company which cometh against us, neither know what we to do, but our eyes upon thee. Anybody ever been in a situation like that?
Yes.
Where you didn't know what to do?
Yes.
But thank God you're born again.
Hallelujah.
Thank God you got a revelation of God.
Yes.
And all you could do was put your trust in him.
Yes.
So this is where Jehoshaphat is. His enemies are totally surrounding him. I mean, they're about to come and take them out. And Jehoshaphat goes to God and says, God, you're the one. You're the one. You are the one. Only God. And then he says, God, hey, listen, God. He says, we don't know what to do. Everybody say,
let me tell you.
What to do when you don't know what to do. All right, watch this. Verse 15. The prophet stood up and says, hearken ye all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and thou King Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord unto you. Be not afraid or dismayed by reason of the great multitude. Everybody said, don't let the odds fool you. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow you go down against them. They come up from the cliff of Zig, and you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jerael. All right. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set your sail. Stand you still. See the salvation of the Lord with you. O Jerusalem, O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, neither nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Look at the person, the Lord's with me now. All right. Jehoshaphat bowed his head and his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites and the children of the Kohites and the children of the Korites stood in to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went to the wilderness, unto the wilderness of Tekoa. And they went forth. Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and ye shall be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye be prosper. So shall ye prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness. My. And they went out before the army. I mean, the army is behind the praisers. To say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." And when, verse 22, and when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments. Look, person, I say, God is about to ambush all my enemies. God is setting ambushments against the enemy of sickness and disease, against the enemy of poverty, against the enemy of emotional depression. I'm getting ready to shift the odds in my favor. Give the Lord a shout. Go with me your Bibles now to Acts chapter 16. We're just looking at situations in the Bible. That's what God told me to do. I don't have to go get real deep. He says, just read the Bible to him, son. He says, I'm going to do something in their lives. So I'm expecting something to happen through your sacrifice of praise. Abraham waited 25 years, and then when he started giving glory to God with no signs that anything had changed, he had the baby in a year. Glory be to God. You better hear me. All right, watch this. There in verse 19, Paul and Silas had ministered to, for time's sake, I'll just move on. They had ministered to this woman, cast the devil out of her. The folk didn't like it, so they threw him in jail. Let's pick it up there in verse 23. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they beat them and cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast within the stocks. Let's see if we can't paint the picture here, because I think you got a picture of the county jail. Not so. Ain't no running water. Ain't no light. Oh, you listen to me. It's dark. It's stinky. Rats, all kind of varmints running around there, and they done chained. First, they done beat them. Got it? They got them beat up. They all beat up, bloodied, and now they chained the feet, and they changed the hands, all right? But at midnight, Paul and Silas, everybody say, sacrifice and praise. Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. Well, how you call it a sacrifice? Who want to praise God in a situation like that? Who want to praise God? And look, you've been beaten unjustly. You've been thrown in prison. Your feet are in chains. Your hands in chains. It's smelly. You're hurting. And at this time, they start singing praises to God. And you thought your situation was bad. Are you listening to me now? All right, watch it. Let's see. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to the Lord. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, wow. That was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately, all the doors were, oh my God. When I start praising him, some doors going to open for me. Look, person, as I praise him, sacrificially, some doors that's been locked about to open for me. Oh, watch this. Immediately the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. You about to get blessed because you around me with my sacrifice of praise. My sacrifice of praise ain't just going to bless me, but it's going, you better be glad you came to church today. Because when the Spirit of God hovers and when he moves, everything that's bound is loosed. Hallelujah. So I'm going to praise him when I don't feel like it. I'm going to praise him when things don't look like they're going my way. I'm going to praise him because God says, I create the fruit of your lips.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm about to change some things. I'm about to shift the odds in my favor. Amen, amen, amen. God's about to go to work and ambush my enemies. Some things that have been slow about to accelerate. Look at the person that says, I believe this word. I believe it. Come on, tell them, I believe this word. I believe the word. All right. Jonah chapter 2. Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. We got a third witness here with Jonah. All right. Jonah has been disobedient. He's out of place where he ain't supposed to be. So now that's hope for you. Amen, amen. Now I just want you to relate to this thing. See, so Jonah ain't all of that. Jonah done made some mistakes, but sacrifice still gets God's attention. Okay, all right, watch this. Verse 1. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. So he'd been swallowed up by this big fish. And said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell, and by the hell cried I, and thou hast heardest my voice. Drop down to verse 9. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. You say, what? Man, what you got to be thankful for? You in the belly of this fish? And listen, what are the odds of you coming out? The fish swallowed you up because he wanted you. Now here you are in the belly of this fish talking about you sacrificing thanksgiving. Watch this. All right. I will sacrifice with the voice. Well, I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I'll pay that which I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake to the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Are y'all getting an understanding of this? I'm talking about when you are in such a jam that you can't figure out how God's gonna do it. Even when there is no way of you understanding how God could even do it. Here Jonah is, and Jonah starts praising God in the belly of the fish. Seaweed wrapped around his head, digestive juices chewing at his skin. He could have been in there feeling sorry for himself, but he says, I'm going to sacrifice. Lord, I thank you for your goodness. And when he starts offering up the sacrifice of praise, God starts talking to stuff that he couldn't talk to. Y'all messing with my shout today. I'm going to tell y'all. Y'all are messing with my shout today. I can't understand why y'all ain't excited about this today. I'm telling you that when your stuff is not looking right, God has given us something we can do. In the midst of it, you don't need no pity party. In the midst of it, I don't need nobody feeling sorry for me. I got a secret weapon. What is my secret weapon? My sacrifice of praise. God, I thank you. Okay. Ooh-wee. How many believe this? How many believe this? Now let me talk you through this other one. So let's see if Jesus did this. Jesus faced with 5,000 folk. They bring to him a few fish and a few loaves. And the Bible says, now look, he starts thanking God for feeding them all and ain't gave them nothing. Ain't gave them nothing. That don't sound like good English. Hadn't given them anything. Didn't give them nothing. At the tomb of Lazarus. Lazarus dead 4 days. His sisters, we didn't even want to move the stone because they say he's stinking bad. Only time you ever see Jesus crying is at the funeral. So if you cried at your mama's funeral, you're all right. You're in good company. You was in Jesus. Jesus cried. So don't ever let the devil tell you when you cry when somebody passed away that you're weak. Because Jesus cried. But now Jesus, after he wipes his eyes, he says, Father, I thank you that you heard me. Everybody said, the sacrifice. So he offers this sacrifice of thanksgiving in the midst of a dark situation. If Jesus could do it and Jonah could do it, Jehoshaphat could do it, Paul and Silas could do it. If he did it for them, come on, come on. That's what he's saying. He'll do it for me. Amen, amen. Are you listening to me? Everybody not going through anything. I understand that. And I understand why you all reserved today. But there's some folk. Some folk need something supernatural to happen. Watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this. And they need something supernatural to happen now. Now, if I were you, I don't know how I'm appreciating now. If I were you, I wouldn't get the people's hopes up. Until I get your hope up, your faith ain't got nothing to work with. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Y'all ready to ambush some enemies? Where my musician? Where my musician? Get on the, where my musician? Yeah, yeah. Come on, we're getting ready to praise for the next few minutes. God said we would attack some things tonight. Enemies about to be ambushed. Some things are about to accelerate. Some things are about to be accomplished supernaturally. Because God says he creates. Hallelujah. Y'all ready? Amen. Look, person that said, you ready? Amen. High five two or three people and tell them, are you ready? Come on, high five. Amen. Come on, you ready? Ready? Ready. For our healing and our help. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. My body lines up with the word. Every nerve, every cell, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Don't care what the doctor said. Don't care what statistics say. I declare I'm healed. Thank you, Lord, I'm healed. Oh, they got more excitement at the game than this. They got more excitement when it's about to make a touchdown than this. I declare something is shifting. Something is shifting. Something is shifting. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory. All right, watch this, watch this, watch this. All right, watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this. Watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this, all right. Come on, tell the person, give me a little space. Tell them, give me a little space. Give me a little space. Give me a little space. Watch, man. All right, this is sacrifice of praise time. That was cute praise. That was cute praise. This sacrifice of praise is that thing I really want?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That thing I really been believing for? That thing I got to have God's hand on? You follow me? I'm getting ready to praise God. That's the thing I'm getting ready to praise God for. So that's why I had to give me some room now. I had to give me some room. Because I ain't want you to look at me, because right now I'm finna sacrifice my ego. I'm finna sacrifice everything. And listen, better move your toes, because I might jump on this one. Got it? But I'm expecting something supernatural to happen. I'm really getting ready to practice this principle. I ain't playing now. I don't care how you look at me now. Because listen, something supernatural is getting ready to break on this one. We're going to do it on 3-1. That's the thing I really want to see God do. That's the thing I've been confessing. 2. Are you ready? 3. Glory be to God. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Now that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Woo.